On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
It's Toria Day, and she joins us here for the full program, as she does once a week.
Once a week is plenty.
Well, that's starting with a nice compliment.
Yeah, I meant for everyone to listen to me, not you. They get you every day.
They get you twice a week, but that's besides
true.
The point.
That's true.
Anyway, and by the way, on Tuesdays, right here, you can hear a new Tori show every single Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, and have a taco during it. And everything that begins with T would happen on that day only.
Mm-hmm.
So she's Tori Lagarde. She's a humorist.
Yes. Most of the time. Sometimes I'm a mean, broad, stay away.
A mean, broad humorist.
Sure.
It just broadens your broad humorous title. That's all it does.
Well, on the airplane, I saw a TV show. They give you certain shows to watch on airplanes, apparently, and there was the show I'd never heard of, and it was so funny, and it was called Difficult People.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, and it's like, that's me. Oh my God, that is me.
Were you in it?
No, but I totally related to these people in New York City. One was like Billy on the Street. He used to have his own YouTube thing, or whatever it was, True TV, and just abrasive, annoying, sarcastic, that's me. And so I thought, wow, this is a great show, but it's on Hulu or something, and I don't get that.
Oh, yeah, the Hula Hoop show.
Yeah, yeah. So, but the shows I saw on the plane looked really funny.
You can get that if you want. It's on your computer.
You pay for it. It's a subscription,
yeah,
like Netflix.
It is, yeah.
The hell could that?
I know.
I'm not paying for air, water, or television.
This is true. Sometimes they have old episodes on YouTube of things.
Yeah, you can pretty much get things on YouTube, especially before they yank them, because they're yanking things.
Yeah, they're yanking. Well, YouTube's becoming... I don't understand. My mind can't grasp how any single piece of machinery, or even a chip, can hold that much memory, because video is like a lot of...
Oh, right.
...data memory crap stuff.
Yeah, I think they call them servers. They have these whole places where they keep all this data.
But that must be huge.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's getting bigger.
I can't imagine. It's like... words haven't been invented for that amount of bytes.
Yeah, I've only heard of a terabyte, which is a T. I don't know. A gigabyte is the G, you know, and GB, whatever. But I don't know what's bigger than a terabyte. I mean, I know there's something, but I don't go into that.
There must be some bytes now that they're going to have to make up a byte word.
It's the Whopper. Big bite. There was a Whopper in that movie, War Games. They called that big machine a Whop the Whopper. And that was 1982, I think.
Yeah.
So now they can maybe condense it.
I used to call that my male organ, too, when I was younger. But that's something different.
Huh. Interesting.
That's what she said.
Men. Yeah, I don't know.
Men crazy, aren't they?
Yeah. They have lots of adjectives for men.
How are you? Good?
I'm good.
Good. You seem bubbly.
Oh, really? Well, it's all an act. Trust me. Oh,
what a performer. Ladies and gentlemen, what a performer.
I am very depressed. But anyway.
Sorry to bring this up.
Well, that's fine.
No, you seem bubbly. That's all.
I just turn it on and off. I have to know. I have to be on, so I'm on. And then I'll go back to my hole later.
Okay.
But I was on the subway, I have to tell you, last week.
Uh-huh.
And I started looking at footwear. And I do this every time I'm on the subway. I can't help it. I want to see what people are wearing on their feet.
Okay, wait a second.
I don't get out much.
Stop for a second.
Yes.
So you go on subways, and the major attraction is looking at people's shoe apparel.
That's one of the things I like to do on the subway.
Okay.
Yeah. Besides the fact that half the people have a handheld device with earphones, they're doing something.
They're not even noticing that you're looking at their shoes, right?
No, they're busy. Other people have newspapers to read, older people. I have some people sleep.
Older people read newspapers.
Yeah, well, they don't have, they're not into the little handheld.
Okay, you kind of can tell somebody's age without looking at them by what device or method they're doing things.
Yeah, old Asian men are reading papers or sleeping.
Yeah, God love them.
Yeah, there's a lot of Asians on subways because it's Boston.
Yeah.
But the footwear thing. So what do you think most people wear on their feet?
Shoes.
Well, be specific.
Sneakers.
Yes. Sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, you're going to see dress shoes for people going to work.
Right.
Maybe some sandals, maybe some real shoes or boots. But it is sneakers.
Isn't that something?
Definitely sneakers.
That's so sad.
Is it sad?
I think it is. What? I mean, look at this. I
what are those loafers?
Yes. Well, that's my personality also. I haven't worn sneakers in years, unless I'm forced to.
Yeah, you're not a sneaker guy. You're right. I don't think I've ever seen you in sneakers.
No. What are you?
Right now I have clogs. Clogs are my favorite, my go-to. Okay. But sneakers are fine.
I never wear sneakers.
If I need to do a lot of walking, you better believe I want to have sneakers.
Tell you the reason that I don't wear sneakers is because it's considered dorky to wear Velcro. And that's the only way I wear sneakers. I will not go down there. I will not make that trip.
Rod, they have shoelaces.
Do you realize?
Listen, and don't wear white sneakers. White sneakers are dorky. Wear dark colors.
I don't wear dark sneakers.
I
don't wear white sneakers. At what point in our lives do we say that going down to your feet and tying a knot with a piece of string is not archaic? Of course it's archaic. But yeah, and then they invent Velcro.
And then they invent the things that are elastics that you don't even tie. They just kind of hang out at the end.
True.
I like that.
See, these just slip on. I'm not going to go
down. Those are lazy man's shoes. Why they call them loafers.
Yes. But I'm not going to go down there and start tying string. That is so archaic. I can't believe that people still do that. For me, that's a whole trip. I have to take a whole take transportation
to
get down there.
You like to do it once a day, don't you?
No. Well, your sneakers stay tied all day? No.
You double knot them or something.
Double knot. And then when you take them off, do you untie them or do you slip them off?
Yeah, I've got to untie because they're too tight.
Look,
I'm going to ruin my shoes if you don't.
That's a lot of work to fasten something to your feet.
Wow, you are so lazy.
It's so not necessary. It's so archaic. It's just so archaic. We have come so far, and yet we're still tying string to keep something on the bottom of our feet. That is so
I never thought of it that way. Okay, all right.
Such an ordeal.
What about ice skates are the same thing? You going to tell the Bruins they shouldn't be lacing up their skates? What are they supposed to
different.
Do?
That's a sport.
Basketball, the Celtics, what about
that's
them?
A sport. Those things have to stay on like glue. I mean, Velcro, Velcro actually could do it. But no, they need to keep them on really tight. But I think they have people. I think they have people that go down there. Oh, sure.
They want to be men. Men tie their own shoes or skates or athletic wear, right?
All right, but that's not the common person. Oh, we have made every phase of clothing, every phase of life, into its simplest, most convenient form.
Right.
Want to change a channel on that TV? I ain't moving my ass. I'm not even going to shift my cheeks. I'm just going to point a device and wait. But yet I have to go downstairs to maneuver string into all different configurations. Come on.
But you know what's going to be sad is that they're not going to teach kids to tie their shoes anymore. They're going to have that Velcro.
Good.
My kids almost fell for that. But then I'm like, wait. You're still going to learn to tie your shoes. Good. That's no escape.
I something's got to change. And I thought Velcro would be the big thing. But now there's some type of thing attached to it where you're not supposed to use Velcro because then you're stupid. I mean, it was invented for a reason. It really holds well.
Well, remember in the 80s, they had those high top sneakers. They tied and had the Velcro, two straps at the top. That was fashionable.
That was a Houdini, what I called Houdini shoes, where you can try to escape from them, but you cannot.
I had those pastel high top sneakers. Yeah. I mean, I did the whole 80s thing with the parachute pants, everything. I had to do that and the big hair.
Of course. Well, that was the style.
I guess. What were we all thinking?
It's fascinating that you sit on a train, though, and you look at people's feet.
I have to. I have to see how many. I don't really count, but I just see there's more sneakers than other things. There's 50% sneakers and, 20% dress shoes, and you get boots, and you get sandals. You have to break it all down. So sneakers are still, even if it's 50%, it's still more than everybody else because the pie chart would be more sneakers then, even
sure
if it's 50.
You've made a pie chart of this.
I haven't yet because I don't ride the subway enough. But if I did,
it makes you who you are. I can't imagine anybody else taking surveys and analyzing.
We can only look out the window so long.
I guess
people are right across from me. I'm reading the signs, the advertisements, which usually like organ things, donation, yes. or go to school, yes. summers.
Right. Well, it's one of the two.
Or take a, you know, be a guinea pig. So, right. Yeah. So I don't.
Well, that's organ stuff.
It again. Is. There's medical things and go to school things.
That's it.
And I don't know.
And lawyers, a lot of lawyers.
Yeah.
I do people watching on the not that I travel the train. My chauffeur picks me up, but I, as yours did today.
Right. Right. I have to.
Right.
I'm not allowed to drive anymore. Well, I crash vehicles. So
that's what you do.
I have to.
Yeah. I people watch, but I go into their souls. I look at them. Well, not their shoe souls. I guess we're the same in that way. I guess we're the same. I look at them and I try to imagine what their life is like, where they live, who they might live
Sometimes
with.
Sometimes I do that.
I try to
it
get...
It makes me sad, though, because I feel like they're probably struggling, like everyone else. They have their own personal struggle, and it makes me a little sad. I don't want to see people struggling.
Oh, I do. You know why I do?
No.
Because if I'm going to struggle, or my friends are going to struggle, then everybody's going to struggle.
Really?
Wouldn't it be horrible if you were the only person that struggled and everybody else... had it like really easy peasy, that'd be horrible.
Well, that's like living in Beverly Hills then. If I was there and I'm the only one that's poor and I look around, that might make me feel self-conscious, sure, but I'm living where I am, so there's plenty of struggle here.
There are people in Beverly Hills are probably some of the most depressed people in the world because—
Yeah, but you don't see it.
No, you
don't
see
their mansions.
Well, you don't see it until they end up in rehab, which is all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With every kind of addiction or mental incapacity or dysfunction you could possibly name, they've got them all. They're like revolving door rehab people. No,
right,
there's something wrong. And the reason is because when you have too much and nothing is an obstacle, everything becomes so mundane. Mm-hmm. You have nothing to compare or aspire to anymore.
Right.
I was talking to one of these movie star people when I was doing the Brockton radio thing, and. You know, everybody was going, I forget even who the person was.
Larry the Cable Guy. Remember we talked to him?
Yeah, maybe.
Jennifer Beals?
Yeah.
Vicky Lawrence?
It was some person who, well, Vicky Lawrence.
Sherry Belafonte.
Well,
remember her?
That's a daughter of a famous person.
She still did. No, she did like that show Hotel.
Yeah, but how did she get into the business, I wonder?
And she was there selling like makeup, like Jennifer Beals or something, some skin thing.
She was not. She's a daughter of Harry.
I know, Harry Belafonte, who's awesome.
Well, that's fine, but I'm saying she had a little bit of a boost up there to get into the business.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that, right?
Okay, fine. But anyway, so I'm saying to this famous person, must be wonderful and famous, and they just went through a list of what they've been through.
What a complainer, then.
Well, here's what they said. They said, I might be enjoying life now, but there's no other place to go but down from here, and nothing lasts forever, and this is their attitude.
What a Debbie Downer.
I mean, it's like, how can I aspire to something when I've reached a level where all that can happen to me is that I can go down? I've reached a ceiling. And I thought, that's kind of interesting.
Enjoy the ride, though. So you're going to go down a little. You're there right now. Why not just try to plateau?
And it's easier to motivate somebody who's not on the top than it is on
someone who is.
Because they will... They're just messed up.
Okay.
And I just... I think everybody's in the same boat, no matter where they are.
Yeah, I think that's predicting like doom, though. Why don't you just stay where you are and not think, well, this can't last?
Yeah.
Like when you're healthy, you say, well, I'm going to get sick someday. It's almost like why do you prophesize that? And then you're going to be, you know, in a bad mood.
Well, yeah, I know.
I just would leave it alone. Leave it alone. See what happens.
So you're in the wrong business. You should be counseling people.
Oh, I'm very depressed. So I don't know how I have this wisdom because I don't use it on myself. Ever.
Because it's easy to
give advice and take advice.
It's easy to, thank
sure.
you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Which is your latest book, I believe.
Yeah. I'm going to write something someday.
Speaking of writing something someday, I discussed this on a show a long time ago. I feel gypped. I want some of my life back. Here's what happened.
Uh-uh.
And you're not in the same generation. You kind of, I don't know where the hell you are, but, when I went to school, they spent years and years trying to teach me how to write script.
Oh, yeah, the cursive.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
And And I wasn't good at it. And I remember my teacher cursing about my cursive and saying, what the hell's wrong with you, asshole? And no, she didn't say that.
That's probably went to Catholic school.
No. Well, some people like beatings. So, you know what I'm saying? So many years spent on that. And I was told, no, you were to write in cursive. Whenever you write a letter, anything down on paper, it must be cursive. Do not print. That's archaic. That's caveman. Don't print, don't print, don't print.
Well, I print all the time.
I do too. The cursive writing is gone. Nobody does it anymore.
Even my thank you notes, I write, I print.
We all do. That was such a total waste of education. And there was a good side of that, too. They had the script things, the cursive things on the board. And
What about algebra? That's talk about a waste of education.
That, too. Thank you, Tori, because that was before they made calculators for everybody.
Yeah, well, plus, you're supposed to figure out the formula in your head. You know, X equals Y equals. And I get that.
Why bother?
Why just do it easy and then stop it? Yeah. X and Y. Okay, I get the idea. I don't want to go into geometry and calculus. Enough. Algebra is just enough by itself. Then leave it alone. I don't want to make that longer and more confusing.
If you don't go into any field that has to do with engineering or building a condo, then why the hell do you need to know this? Why didn't they tell me this in school? Ron, because it helps your reasoning.
Maybe it helps you make more money. Engineers make a lot of money, more than like maids and janitors.
Then you go to engineering school and you learn engineering and you learn mathematical equations. Why are they teaching me this crap? What's with the algebra stuff?
I just want basic
calculus.
Math.
What the hell was that about in school? Why did I have to? I'm starting to feel like they robbed me a little bit here.
Yeah.
And then half the history they taught me in school apparently now is inaccurate.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Like what?
George Washington wasn't the president. He just owned the hotel down the street.
No. But he didn't chop down a cherry tree. I think there was some kind of weird thing.
The whole Columbus thing is totally off. Yep, totally off.
Right, right.
There's a lot of history that just is not the case. And we know it. I don't know what they're teaching anymore, if they changed the books. I don't think they have. I think they're still doing the same books.
Well, they have computers now. Who needs books?
You don't.
You go to a classroom and you just pull out your laptop, or they give the kids a laptop or something, right?
I remember getting the encyclopedia. That was the only form of reference one had, unless you went to the library.
Yeah.
And we would get like another volume every month. And if my teacher had me do a book report and I didn't get the volume of the ends yet, what the hell was I supposed to? And then by the time you got the whole set, it was all outdated.
It's all obsolete, yeah.
I don't know how I lived.
I don't know, Ron. Let me just tell you this real quick. I was in the doctor's office. I always go to the doctor. I'm falling apart. Let's just say that, I am. I really am. But I don't care. Why fight it? Everyone's just exercise and eat right. You know, that sounds like effort right there. But anyway.
Easier to give advice than to do it.
But the people are telling me like in great shape. So maybe I should listen. Yeah. But you know what? Do sit-ups. I don't know. My back hurts too much. It'll strengthen your back. See, it's a catch-22.
Yeah.
But the point is, I'm at the doctor's office and on the television, because you know I don't watch it otherwise, I see a commercial for Annie. I'm like, is that goddamn thing back? Do we need Annie again? I am serious here. It's about an orphanage.
Is that goddamn thing back?
You know, how sad is that?
Oh, man.
It's an orphanage. Funny. There's all these kids. They don't have parents. They're living in squalor with these people that beat them.
Yes.
Why do we need that singing and dancing with a bald guy and a dog? And I mean, really, it is back.
It's classic orphanage entertainment.
But so my question to you, exactly. You see what I mean? So my question to you is, are there still orphanages besides in Romania?
I don't know.
Are there here in the United States?
I haven't been to one recently.
What do they call foster care? I mean, are there really orphanages?
Not really. Not like that. I don't think. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, see? Maybe. So why do we need the musical? Like history again. It's like rewriting history. Oh, there's just orphanages and they're wonderful places and you get adopted by millionaires and then, you know, everything's okay.
Well, I guess it's kind of interesting that it's a musical, I suppose.
Why am I seeing that on my television? I was like, what is that about? This needs to end now. And I'm going to start right now by talking about it. But nobody wants to talk about it.
I mean, I didn't see the musical Cats, but I bet you that
I did.
Is there any point in the play where one of the performers squats in a litter box? I don't think so.
No, it wasn't. They ran around singing.
Yeah.
I saw it. I watched it. My parents bought me tickets. They said, go see Cats with your family. Go. It's fun. It was the 90s. Let's go see Cats. Yeah.
Well, that thing comes back every once in a while.
It better not. That one needs to go too. I'm not saying that again. I'm not falling for that twice. Oh, no. Unless it has Betty Buckley in it. And she was like an Eight is Enough. And I did my whole Eight is Enough kick like last year. Yeah, so, yeah, and I'm off that again.
You're into that stuff.
I'm into Miami Vice again.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. I'm starting to get depressed about this Trump guy is still bothering me.
Well, he can't help himself.
No, he can't. But it's this is getting kind of crazy. There's a commercial for a product that really is very, very helpful. I'm going to see if I can find it here.
I can only imagine.
No, this is actually not a bad idea. This is pretty cool. Listen to this. Okay.
Do you find yourself feeling depressed, hopeless, having trouble sleeping, struggling with frequent panic attacks, irritability, constant arguments with family?
I know Dad did too. I know that.
Friends. Or even friends of friends on Facebook. Yelling at your phone or computer screen.
Unbelievable.
And the constant urge to pull out your hair. If any of these sound familiar, you may be suffering from TIAD or Trump-induced anxiety disorder. Impeachara may help. Impeachara is a prescription medication that may alleviate many symptoms of TIAD. Impeachara works on your brain's neurotransmitters and optical receptors, convincing you that Donald Trump has already been impeached. Not all patients have the same reactions, and results may vary.
Okay.
Side effects may include elation, the ability to focus on work and family again, and reconnecting with people you called ignorant fuckfaces on social media.
Boom.
Women that are pregnant or nursing should ask their doctor, as well as their state legislators, if they are allowed to take this medicine. Impeachara is not approved for children or adolescents under voting age, and should not be taken by those in favor of the current administration, for it may cause thoughts of suicide or spontaneous bowel movements. In rare cases, people have developed a skin condition known as Cheeto face. Tell your doctor right away if you have thoughts of comb-overs or experience a reduction in the size of your hands. Before you decrease or stop taking Impeachara, make sure you have disabled instant news alerts on all of your mobile devices.
Things got pretty dark there for a while, but thanks to Impeachara, I've elected to be happy. Nice shot.
Talk to your doctor to see if Impeachara might be right for you.
Go again.
Also, do it fairly soon before you lose your health insurance.
That's genius. Yeah, I couldn't stop laughing.
That's pretty good.
That was great.
Yeah. And then, you know, as funny as it is, I kind of wish there was a product like that. That'd be very, very nice.
Hilarious.
Crazy stuff. You know,
yeah.
It's spring is here, and I'm just not feeling it.
It's because it's not sunny.
Well, it is sometimes.
Wearing coats.
That's the point. Yeah, but
I don't know. Yeah, it's 82, then it's 50. I don't even know.
Yeah, it's kind of screwing with us, isn't it? It's 82, and then it's 50.
Well, it's actually 40. It was 39 last night or something.
It was like 29 2 minutes ago. Now it's like 110.
Right.
It's
so kind of weird. Don't even care.
Kind of weird. The flowers are going, hey, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, we're here. And then they're like, we'll freeze you out now.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
And the animals are saying, should we fly back to Capistrano? What's going on now?
Yeah, don't come back yet.
No. I saw my first flies.
Really?
Yeah, on Easter. The insects came out.
Ooh.
Seriously.
I never saw it. I haven't seen a housefly
yet.
Yeah,
They came out, and then I don't know where they went.
Yeah, I've seen those little tiny ones like mayflies, but then no houseflies.
I'm familiar with mayflies.
I don't know. They're like little tiny little things.
Like gnats?
Something. They only live like a day. Isn't that weird?
Better make the most of it, huh?
Exactly. They don't even know. They're like, oh, I'm alive, and then they're not.
They have no idea.
They have
no idea.
They're insects. Do they have brains?
Yes, undeveloped.
Is it like the size of a lint piece? I don't understand.
It would be the size of a small lint piece.
Why am I even thinking about this? God damn it, Ron.
I don't know.
What have you got us onto now?
You should be back on trains looking at people's feet. I think you were better off there.
I do that. I'll do that again.
Yeah.
I can't help it. It's just, where are you going to look? At their faces? Then they catch you looking at them.
You can't look at people's faces. No.
I do that too. But.
Anybody ever like glance at you and smile?
Yeah, and I'll decide if I want to smile back. If it's a woman, I will. If it's a man, not really. Not always.
One of the most elating things that happens to me is when I'm walking the streets of Boston trying to solicit sex, that was the second part was a joke. When I'm walking the streets of Boston, sometimes, you know, there's people walking, you know, against traffic.
Always,
there.
Yeah.
And sometimes a young lady will look up and we just, for a split second, our eyes meet and she'll like crack a little smile and then keep on walking. And yeah.
Maybe because you look familiar. You look like Ron Van Damme. She's like, that's Ron Van Damme, isn't it?
So. it's so fleeting. Mm. It's split secondy, but yet it's just nice.
Well, you know what happened to me walking down the streets of Boston? Uh-oh. I forgot I was going to tell you this, and I was going to put it on the Tory show, and I forgot that too. Right. So let me just say it here and get it out of the way.
Sure.
They have these people that want to stop and talk to you. I mean, they have like clipboards.
Oh, yes.
So this was happening on a beautiful day in Boston last week, and this was like the environmental people. They were like a good cause. It wasn't just some stupid thing, in other words. And there were three of them. And she got me first, but I didn't stop. I kept walking. Mm-hmm. And what she said to me was very interesting because I had this fashionable coat on and my blue hair.
Yes.
And she said, are you as friendly as you are fashionable? And I said, that's a good one. And I kept walking because it was a good one. And then she goes, have a nice day. And then little ways, a few feet away, more people tried to stop me again. And I just said nothing. And she said, have a nice day. So they teach them at least not to be rude.
I see.
They train them very well.
And these are only people with clipboards.
To say, have a nice day. And they had, like, there's an environmental protection people, or which I agree they should be protected. Yes. We should protect this. It's going downhill now.
Right.
But I have no time. I have to catch trains and look at shoes.
Right.
And so I didn't. But I thought that was kind of neat. You know, are you as friendly as you are fashionable? Because I looked very fashionable. But
we actually did.
I did, so because of my jacket and my hair.
Okay, it wasn't a line.
I was like, I stood out.
Oh, okay.
I had strangers tell me how they liked my hair. So, I do all the time anyway.
What's with your hair? What's going on with that?
Even at the doctor's
and where
office.
Can I get
the
some?
Doctor's office, people are telling me. Every place I go, Ron.
Why?
I mean, it's giving me a little bit of self esteem right now, which I desperately probably
good
need.
For you.
Yeah, because otherwise, what am I going to do?
It's interesting.
I don't know, because it's blue. The last doctor. At the end, the last doctor, and you can't tell on the ECAT show because I have blue lights and purple lights, and you can't really tell.
Yeah,
but
deceiving.
The last doctor I was at the office, he said to me, I love your hair. He said, my sister just went all white and she's going to do the mermaid thing, which means you put all different colors underneath. And I said, that sounds cool.
Yeah, sort of.
So that's a thing.
Well, that's nice.
I'm not doing the mermaid thing right now. I just have blue and purple, a little bit of purple. I just wanted silver. My hair was supposed to just be silver, and that's how it was a year ago.
So what happened?
Now I've discovered there's a little thing called blue pastel or blue, and I'm like, let me just experiment because it washes out, and people go nuts about it. And they, strangers.
It's a crowd pleaser.
Tell me.
Well, that's great.
I didn't think I was that approachable, but maybe I am.
I'm the one that's not approachable.
Oh, definitely not. But if you had colored hair, I bet you'd get some reaction.
What color am I going to do?
What if you did like a bright red? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, they'd say like, is the circus performing down the street? Are you on a break? When do you have to be back under the big top? No,
you know,
that
maybe,
okay,
you're right. Maybe that would happen to you.
How often do you see men with colored hair?
Your age. Young goth men, 20-year-olds you do. With a bunch of piercings.
30-year-olds you don't anymore. It's just like, that's a real early cutoff. But women, yes, indeed. There's almost like no limits now.
Yeah. Well, I saw a barista. Is that what they call them? Barista or barista? The people that make the coffee.
Barista.
Okay, so I saw one last. I can't believe I don't know this, but I don't get coffee that much. I just get it at Dunkin' Donuts.
You gave me a choice and I chose one.
Okay, so. Maybe that's it. Yeah, but people know. They're yelling at their computer screens or handhelds again. But anyway, he was a very nice guy, very young, with a man bun. And they're still doing the man buns. And he was so gay. I loved it. If this guy wasn't gay, he needs to be. And I mean, he really was gay. It was hilarious. He was the nicest, funniest man. And see, I love, you know what? Most gay guys are funny.
Yeah,
I need gay friends because they're funny. Heterosexual guys are very serious and deep and everything. Right. And I don't like that. Right. I want a life to be funny.
Well, also, it's safer to be with a gay guy.
Isn't it
interesting, now that you bring it up, that gay is homosexual. Mm-hmm. It's a sexual preference. But isn't it interesting that it is also a disposition?
It used to be.
When
Fred Astaire was alive. I mean, my gosh, Ron.
I know.
You're going back there.
I know. But the point is that, like, gay people, a lot of them, and I'm not stereotyping, I'm kind of giving them a compliment, gay people are actually gay. They're happier.
Not everyone. I brought that up to someone else, and he said to me, no, because some are very nasty. And I get that. I've seen that as well.
Okay.
Because maybe they've been discriminated against. They've been beaten into the ground. Maybe they've been beat up. And so they're going to have a little chip. And that can happen.
Well, of course, you can't but make usually, a blanket statement
right,
like that.
But usually very...
Usually they're joyous and very appreciative of life and things. And I... Yeah, they're very comfortable people.
Example, I bought a unicorn shake. You're not. Yeah, no way. Yeah. I'm not either. Really. I bought the unicorn shake. Yeah. This is a new thing going around. Have you heard about it?
No, I don't know what you're talking
about. I didn't either until yesterday. Apparently, it's this huge thing at Starbucks. It's a unicorn shake, and it's limited time. And five people bought them right when I was in there for 10 minutes. It's all over Facebook. It's some kind of a drink that's like a milkshake, and it's got like, it's colorful, okay? And it's got whipped cream, and like it's little like sweet tarts, those little candies that taste like that.
Okay.
And it tasted like cereal milk to me at first, very milky.
Yeah.
So I got it and I paid for it with, it was $4.76 for a small. And apparently the Venti is a size. I didn't know that. I'm like, what's a Venti? What does that mean?
Oh, this is a size. It's like
what's wrong with
Italian.
That?
Well, I don't know. I'm learning.
Why do you have to
say
learn
large,
their
grande,
language?
Venti. I don't know, but it was amusing.
What's wrong with these people? Why can't it just be extra large, large, medium size?
Because they're fancy baristas. Don't you know that? They can't be servers. But anyway, so I said to the guy, here's a $2 bill. And a coin, you know those coins for dollar coins?
Yes.
For part of the payment.
Right.
And I said, I'm going to pay you with some interesting money.
Right.
And I said, you get these on the subway. This is when I'm on the subway. Right. He goes, oh, yeah, I made a mistake of putting a $20 bill in one of those, and I got a handful of Sacagaweas I had to walk around with.
Handful of Sacagaweas.
See what I mean? He's funny.
He is.
I want to know this guy. I love him already.
Gay and lively.
I love him.
Yes.
I don't even know his name. But him and his man bun, they can hang.
Wow, he's got it all going for him. Was his hair colored?
No, it was dark.
Oh, well, then
and he
I don't
didn't
know.
comment on mine, I don't think.
Mm-mm.
That was weird.
There goes the tip.
No, but you know what? I didn't tip. Yeah. You're right. Because they make enough, don't they? It was one lousy drink.
I have no idea. Well, the drink, I think Starbucks makes enough.
Yeah.
I don't know how much the barista, which is really the counter people, I think, how much they make.
He
I
didn't even
really
make it.
Know.
He handed it up to somebody else. He said, she's the unicorn drink maker.
Oh, God.
So.
Well, that's great.
And another guy was buying one right in front of me,
and
he said he was giving it to his daughter at home. He was taking it home. I said, this is also my daughter and I are going to share this.
So this is a big thing. Well, for $5, you have to second mortgage your house practically.
That was a small one. He got the Venti.
Will you talk English, please?
That's what he said to me. He said, I got the Venti. Yeah. I said, what does that mean? Yeah. I actually said it to him. Yeah. I wasn't embarrassed.
Good.
He goes, that's just the size. I said, oh, okay. And I think I knew this because it's Italian for 20. I think it's 20 ounces.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
but I knew it. I acted like I didn't know. Because sometimes I want
to have to be so cutesy pootsy about everything.
I mean, now I have to be hipper. I thought I was hip enough, Ron. I mean, I know I'm hipper than you, but that's not saying much.
No.
Yeah. But I'm trying to get to the, I'm trying to level up.
I don't, I think they should level down to me. That's what I think.
Do you want a Venti, Mr. Van Dam? You'd be like, yes.
I wouldn't be
that
polite.
And that's a punch in the face. And then you shouldn't have said yes.
I wouldn't be that polite.
Really? What'd you do?
I'd say like, talking about what is a vent? It's a large size. Well, then give me the large size.
Just say large.
I won't say vent.
What country is this?
You people are taking our jobs.
I know. You're not even Italian. Please don't say vent, eh?
You young people are taking our jobs.
I know. They really are. You don't
hipsters,
see old people in
you
Starbucks.
Hipsters.
They are hipsters.
They
do
are.
People still say that?
No.
What do they say?
You people are taking our jobs.
Oh, I don't know what they
mean.
It's like hipsters? I mean, is hipster still a thing? I don't even know.
I don't understand what's a millennial and what's a millennial and what's
it means you were born in the 2000s or that's
so
where you
the next
grew
one?
Up?
What's
or?
The next one? Was
good. See, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a name I can't think of. I've heard
really?
It. Really? Yeah.
Is it Venti?
Yes, it's the Venti people.
Is it Milli Venti? Milli Vanilli?
That's probably what it is. Yeah. I it's all stupid to me.
So Aaron Hernandez died.
Yeah.
That was shocking to me.
Do you know what, Trey? I'm going to say something.
I saw that right before the Orphan Annie commercial.
I'm going to say something that I really shouldn't be saying.
Then why the hell are you going to say it?
Yeah, maybe I won't.
Well, now you've got me curious. You might have to tell me off air. Well, just, you know what? Just say it.
All right. I'm trying to wonder why I would care. I mean, he was convicted of a heinous murder. He got off on something that he might have done. I don't know. The jury said he didn't for, you know,
he was
a
still
going to
spend
thing.
Life in jail, I thought.
Correct. Without the possibility of parole. His attorneys were going to try to reverse this thing in appeals court.
They have to.
I don't know why he did this, but then I'm thinking, what business is this of mine again? he was convicted for murder. I'm not supposed to. Why? What am I supposed to feel here?
Okay, well.
Oh, the poor guy.
I know. That there's one. There's probably two views on it. Exactly. There should be. But I always think when someone takes his own life, it's sad. You've come to a point where, what are your options? This is my only option. And I just think that that's a sad thing. He's 27. Again, the 27 Club, I thought, oh my God. But a young person, no matter what he's done, got wrapped up in, with the money got him wrapped up in it and fame and this and that. And now he's dead because he couldn't take whatever he couldn't take. And I think that's sad. Someone has failed this guy somewhere. Society has failed people that kill themselves somehow. And you know me, I'm trying to stop that.
I don't even look at the... to me, this has nothing to do with suicide. This has to do with a convicted murderer. That's...
Right, and he's in jail. So how did he get this material to even do that? Don't they take this away?
Well, you
I don't...
Sleep
see,
with
again,
sheets.
I don't... I don't know how people in jail, or even in these small, that's prison. Mm. How do people in jail, are they slip something? Are they killed and then it looks like a suicide? Well, I'll never really know.
A lot of times the prison guards form relationships with some of the prisoners and may even help them with things.
Yeah.
Because they become very familiar with someone. It's your new house.
Right.
So I don't know what goes on. They're investigating that too. But my point is simply that if you're going to remove somebody from society because of something they were convicted for, hopefully he really was convicted properly.
Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't get the death penalty. Whatever he got life in prison. That's life in prison.
We don't have the death penalty here.
Right.
Right.
Well, they killed... What do you mean?
He gave himself the death penalty.
No, the death penalty was given to the Marathon bomber. That's Massachusetts. Even though it's federal. It was federal. Right, but still, it was this state. But my point is, anyway, he wasn't given the death penalty. There is one, there isn't one. He didn't. Yeah. And yet he's dead.
Yeah, see,
that's not justice.
I don't look at this thing as a suicide at all. I'm not judging as a suicide. Yeah, obviously, to murder somebody, you have to be really off your, that's supposedly not normal.
Unless it's premeditated. It could be. Then you're planning, you're plotting.
Correct. Which, I don't know. The point is that he's a convicted murderer. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do, he could have been shot in jail. I would have had the same reaction. It has nothing to do with suicide. It has to do with the fact that why should I really care?
I don't know. To me, death, suicide and murder are very different. Yeah. Someone killing you and you killing yourself to me is a very different dynamic.
Well, I would have the same reaction, I'm saying, if someone did that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd have the same reaction.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is a funny part of the show.
It's not that funny, really.
I know. It's all sad. Yeah. The whole event was sad, but and it's these again. Maybe these football players, these athletes, they get so much fame, so much money, and then what do you do?
He was one of the youngest when
you get wrapped up in it. Maybe he got he had the gun, he had power, he had this in his head. And I don't know. It's so. You got to keep your head screwed on straight when you come into fame and fortune. Mm-hmm. I think, and it can be difficult.
It's impossible if you're that young, even when you're that old.
Justin Bieber has even had little problems, not big problems, but he was like a YouTube sensation, and now look at him.
Yeah.
From YouTube?
Yeah. There's this guy who was in real estate in New York, and he wanted to become president. Look what happened to him. This dude is crazy.
He maxed out. I can't believe
crazy
that.
Crazy guy.
Hey, put your hand on your hat. They're singing, they're doing the anthem here. That was pretty hilarious.
Everything's all messed up.
It's crazy. But we can't get too wrapped up in it, only for the reason that we're going to need some impeachious medicine. Whatever it's called.
Impeacheria.
Yeah, I can't because it's going to make me get all nervous and have anxiety. Let's just say, okay, it's bad. Maybe you want to protest, but don't get all swept up in it's doom and gloom.
No, you can't do that either. But yet you do have to be
diligent.
Wary. Yes, vigilant.
Vigilant or diligent? Diligent. Well, it's funny. My grandson, you know what he says?
What?
He goes, he says the Beatles had a yellow sunbarine. He mixes the B and the M up.
And that's so cute.
Sunbarine. It's a sunbarine. And we try to teach him it's submarine.
I know a lot of adults that call those noodle things biscotti.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the classic one.
Yeah.
Biscotti.
Yeah, biscotti. That's what it is. Yeah.
But sunbarine, I hadn't heard. It's like tambourine.
It's a new one.
But sunbarine. I liked it.
It's adorable.
My kids would say pretzel for pretzel. The pretzel
really?
And vegetables. They put the N in there. for pretzels and vegetables.
Here's another thing, as long as we're on this subject
let's be on
now.
It.
Okay, let's get on it, man. Let's be all over this.
Let's lift the spirits up here.
Let's dance. Here's the deal. A lot of adults are still saying, so don't I. And that bothers me.
Yeah.
Because it's double negative, and that's how they...
So do not I, yeah.
Yeah. I don't like liver. So don't I.
It's I don't either, isn't it?
It's so do I not like liver.
Yeah, but you wouldn't. Yeah, so you just say I don't either. Well, Why would you say so? So don't I. Yeah, you're right. That's a bad one.
Yeah.
That's like I seen it. I seen him. I seen him the other day.
Right. That's another one,
that's
yes.
That's a fingernails on the blackboard for me.
That's why it's important for people like us to roam the earth and correct these people.
How about, as I said on my Tory show, it's belated happy birthday.
Right.
You don't say happy belated birthday because you were late. The birthday wasn't.
Correct.
Idiots.
Assholes.
Yeah.
This has got to be stopped.
Well, let's try. We need hobbies.
And next time I go into a Starbucks, I'm not going to be fooling around
anymore.
You're
going to say
Vente? No, when they say vented to me, I'm going to start correcting people like my parents did. I'm old enough where I can do this
now. Yeah, so you're old enough.
You put on a pair of glasses and a hat, and you can say anything now.
They're going to think you're older than you are if you stop being curmudgeonly, though. They're like, this old guy came in and started schooling me on vente.
I'm sorry, Tori, did you say start being curmudgeonly? Excuse me?
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, going to Starbucks and start hassling the crew? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Actually, and also, even if you don't limp, bring a cane.
Oh, yeah.
Bring or a walking stick. That will also make you, it makes you more authoritative. Also, you can smack them.
You're right. But have you seen people walking down the street? They call them walking sticks.
Correct.
They don't even need them.
Correct.
What is that about? They're not in the mountains. They're on a street.
I know.
Stop that.
Yes, it is. It is silly. It's not like it's the Himalayas.
Yeah, I get that.
Right.
When you're hiking, but you're walking on a busy street with that walking stick.
That's what people in the olden days when they really couldn't talk, they carried.
Yeah, well, if the guy's 80, I'll cut him some slack. But no one younger.
No one younger.
Nah, I don't like it because you're just trying to be fancy.
Walking sticks were actually a part of society in England for a long time.
Really,
a lot of men had walking sticks.
Yeah, but those are regular sticks. I'm talking like a stick that looks like a stick.
You mean an actual stick?
An actual stick.
As if you're camping?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant the manufacturer.
Maybe they manufactured them to look like a stick.
I see what you're saying.
Because it's a stick.
Where do you see these people?
I've seen them.
Really?
Just let me say I've seen them. Walking down the street with a walking stick. Will that offend them if I take a picture?
What are they going to do?
They're in public.
Well, they could hit you with their stick.
Right, but they'll be far enough away. I'll use a Zoom. But but the point is, if they're in public, then they gave up their rights. I can take pictures of anybody.
You're absolutely right.
I just can't
do
upskirts. And I'm not doing that. Why would I do that? People do that. It's disgusting.
I guess that's illegal, isn't it?
What, you know, people should just be locked up that do that. There's no redeeming you. You know what? Go get locked up. You take upskirt pictures, you're a pervert, go away and get locked up.
It is perverted, but let's think about the law. I mean, the law is, I know in Massachusetts you can't do that.
It shouldn't do it anywhere. Are you kidding me? Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Try everywhere.
Okay. But, I mean, no, okay, I won't. Okay, like that. I'm just saying, it's a good point, though. When you're out in public, you're out in public. And everybody's got a camera. Do you realize everybody has got a camera?
I'm going to put a GoPro on my fucking forehead and just walk around. Too bad. Too bad.
What's the difference?
Yeah,
you're out. Do you know they manufacture sunglasses with cameras in the glasses, and you won't even know that someone's videotaping you?
Good, then I'll be giving the finger a lot of times, just for the heck of it, just in case. You got a camera there?
You never
know.
Put
this on the internet.
They're all over the place. Everybody's got them, and they sell these things, and they're perfectly legal to sell.
They have little pin cameras probably on you. You could put on a button and walk up to somebody.
Yes, you could. So then you can
Let's just never go out, Ron. Let's just stay home.
But then you're taking pictures of women's boobs?
I'm staying home.
They will never know it?
I'm covering up or staying home. That's all.
I don't think they do it in Starbucks, though.
It's a vente. I want a vente.
Oh, well, you're vente.
I'm never saying vente. I don't care anymore now. Now it's been ruined forever.
Don't go down to that level, ever.
Plus, it's too much beverage. 20 ounces? I can't drink that much.
Is it a lot of sugar in it?
No, it has to do with ounces. Vente. It's 20 ounces.
But this rainbow thing?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
See? Oh, it'll put you into a coma.
Well, that's no good. That's no good for anybody.
Oh, yeah. Sugar's bad.
Sugar's very bad for you. And even if, you know, once you're over 22 years old, you better start checking this out because you're going to get diabetes too.
Diabetes.
Or type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, let Wilbur, what's his name, will tell you all about it. Wilfred Brimley. That's his name.
Yes.
He's the guy in Cocoon.
Right. So you have
and,
it?
And oatmeal, the oatmeal commercials. That's all I know.
Yeah.
And Seinfeld.
That's all you have to
Postal
know.
Postal Master.
All you have to know.
That's all he's done.
And he's very authoritative with his talking.
Really? It's like a walrus. Right, it's fine. Like a walrus.
Yeah, maybe you're right. She's Tori Lagarde, and thank you so much for joining today on the program.
You're welcome.
I know. We wish you peace.